USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The parents of the accused Oxford, Michigan high school shooter missed their arraignment, and a manhunt is now on. Michigan prosecutors filed manslaughter charges, saying that Ethan Crumley's parents acted with negligence.
Gun ownership is a right, and with that right comes great responsibility.
Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald said the parents had been told about worrisome conduct by their son. She said Crumley's mother sent her son a text message that said, "You have to learn not to get caught." Police are now trying to locate the Crumleys, even though their attorneys say they will still come to an arraignment. There are now at least 23 cases of the Omicron variant in 10 different states. Scientists in South Africa now say evidence is suggesting that the variant can overcome the immunity protection even more than the Delta variant. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing. If you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee. So that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th. So call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden signed a short-term government funding bill avoiding the threat of a federal shutdown. The Senate passed the continuing resolution by a vote of 69-28, which will fund the government through February 18th. The House passed the same measure earlier on Thursday. The House and Senate Appropriation Committees brokered the deal, although some conservative lawmakers challenged it as a protest against Biden's vaccine mandate for federal and some private workers. While some GOP lawmakers, like Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, wanted a government shutdown to oppose the mandate and other COVID-19 rules, others ushered in a vote on an amendment defunding Biden's effort. The amendment, however, failed mostly on party lines. The new funding will keep the government open and authorize $7 billion to help settle evacuees who were part of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in August. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
There's more flash mob robberies taking place in California.
Early Friday morning, thieves raided a jewelry store at a mall in San Jose, California, and got away with thousands of dollars worth of jewels. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said during her briefing Thursday that the COVID-19 pandemic is one of the root causes of this new pattern of smash-and-grab robberies across California. San Jose Democrat Mayor Sam Liccardo disagrees.
I think criminals are at the root of smash-and-grab crimes. And criminals come up with new arrangements every time that we catch them on the old ones. And this is just the nature of criminal enforcement.
In an effort to crack down on crime, Liccardo wants to use COVID relief money to fund license plate scanners. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A plumber working at Joel Osteen's megachurch in Houston found a large amount of money hidden inside of a wall 7 years after $600,000 was reported stolen during a break-in. The plumber said he was installing a toilet when money fell out of the wall at Lakewood Church, which is led by Joel Osteen and his wife Victoria. The discovery comes after $600,000 was reported stolen during a break-in at the church in March of 2014. The church notified the Houston Police Department and is assisting them with their investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.